Good morning, everyone. It's real nice to be here with you all this morning on this Resurrection Sunday. Does anyone have a prayer request to start with? Okay, pray for their... Yeah, pray for them.
You might pray for our male lady. She had a stroke. Her name's Barbara.
Barbara had a stroke. Pray for her.
Pray for Nancy.
Nancy, yes. All right, let's pray then. Lord, we just want to thank you for your blessings today and for the chance to meet together with all the other brothers and sisters this morning. Pray a blessing on the time here together that we learn from your will, just what you would show us. Pray for Tyler's family, just help his grandma recover and them as they're going through that. Brian's male lady Barbara, pray for her, help her recover the stroke and help her with that, Lord. And also Nancy, as she recovers from her surgery, help her, Lord. Pray a special blessing for that. Again, I just want to thank you for your blessings. Just never mind. I've been thinking about thankfulness lately, and I think the Lord just wants us to be thankful for where we're put in life and where we are. I know a lot of us have a real nice place here, but just really blessed to be where we are. Let's turn to Psalms and we'll just read a little. Let's read in Psalm 91 in the Septuagint. So David is writing in the first verse of Psalm 91. He says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your mercy in the morning and your truth at night, on the harp of 10 strings with an ode on the lyre. For you make me glad, O Lord, with your work, and I will greatly rejoice in the works of your hands. How magnificent are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are exceedingly deep. A man without discernment shall not know these things, and a senseless man shall not understand them." I kind of like that. David just writing just to praise the Lord for his thankful for his goodness. Just be thankful. Let's turn. I had another place to go. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 16. And that says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." There again, he's writing to the Thessalonians just to rejoice and be thankful. And I think we can be thankful also for the Lord. The Lord sent his son to the earth here to come in person to teach us how the Lord would want us to live, and just to give us a choice. We each get a choice whether we're going to serve the Lord, be the Lord's servant, while the Lord gives us this time here on earth, we can be thankful for the time where we're at. I like that. Then a little few pages over to Hebrews 12, the last bit. In Hebrews 12, he's talking about the kingdom the Lord's given us. In verse 28 of Hebrews 12. It says, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us sow gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. There again, that was just a few little different examples. The Lord wants us to be thankful because the Lord's given us a lot. He helps us. The Lord keeps us safe as we go about our work and everything. And it's just a blessing. So that's what I've been thinking about, and that's what I like to talk about. God bless y'all.